This is Mark Levine with a new episode of On the Mark. The game of cribbage is a card game first created by Sir John Suckling. Suckling was a poet and a soldier. He was regarded as the most skillful card player in Europe. Suckling created the name cribbage from the game of noddy, an English card game played in the previous century. Noddy is referred to as a dunce or a fool. Suckling added the crib or discard pile. Thus the name cribbage was created. Suckling was a con man at heart. He gave packs of cards to nobility throughout England, then engaged those receiving the cards to a game of cribbage. Little did they know the cards were marked. Suckling made a small fortune from his gambling experience. Cribbage found its place in the 19th century. It was immortalized in Charles Dickens' story, The Old Curiosity Shop. Sailors loved cribbage because you only needed a deck of cards, a cribbage board, and two players. Cribbage was popular in the British Isles and made its way to the United States during the colonial period. In 1943, the submarine USS Wahoo was on patrol in the Yellow Sea near Darien Peninsula. This mission had not been assigned by other allies. The crew of the Wahoo knew they were in danger. The commander of the Wahoo, Dudley Morton, and his executive officer, Richard O'Kane, started a game of cribbage. Morton dealt O'Kane a perfect hand of consisting of a jack and four fives. The combined score of the cards indicated that the possibility of having such a hand are 216,000 to 1. They felt this was a positive sign for completing their mission without trouble. And it turned out that's exactly what happened. You can learn more about cribbage online and purchase online at Amazon.com. I'm sure we've all played cards at one time. As children, we played fish and old maid. As we got older, some of us played poker, bridge, etc. But do you ever wonder where playing cards came from? Playing cards were invented in China during the Tang Dynasty in the 9th century AD. The leaf game is often regarded as a preliminary to playing cards. The leaf game was invented by a Tang woman. It was called the Yezi Gexi. That's Y-E-Z-I, second word, G-E-X-I. In the Song Dynasty from 960 to 1279, scholar Ouyang Shi wrote that the leaf game existed during the Tang Dynasty and associated its start with printed sheets as a writing medium. Ouyang also stated that the leaves were pages of a book used in a board game, which was lost in 1067. There were drinking games using dice where the player drew a card. There were no suits on the card. It had instructions for forfeits whoever drew the card. The earliest dated card game was on July 17, 1294. This occurred when the Ming Department of Punishments caught two gamblers, Yang Zhenxu and Zhang Pig Dog, that's his name, playing with paper cards. Woodblocks were confiscated along with nine of the actual playing cards. It is suggested that the first cards were paper currency, which doubled as the tools of gambling and the stakes being played for. Similar to trading cards, they stopped using currency and went to using play money because currency was risky and inconvenient. The money cards had Chinese markings depicting suits and coins in descending order, 9 to 1, which one being the highest card. The earliest design as we know it was invented in the 15th century the Mamluk dynasty in Egypt. The Topkapi Palace card pack included 52 cards and 4 suits. The suits were polo sticks, coins, swords, and cups. At this point, playing cards flourished throughout Europe, and during this period, there were several design changes. Finally, the playing cards we are familiar with were developed in England. Using Latin design, the English used clovers for clubs, pikes as spades, and the French adopted the clubs and spade designs and added hearts and diamonds. The French deck includes the ace, the king, the queen, the jack, to the 10, etc., etc. The American contribution to the playing cards was the addition of the joker. So the next time you're playing any card game, you can reflect and recite the origin of playing cards. I am pretty certain that when you were a baby, even as you're really young, like 6 months old or even younger, you had a little cuddly bear or dog or cat or whatever it was, stuffed animal, in your crib. So let's talk about the origin of stuffed animals. 1835, Hoffmann von Fallerschleben wrote, "Dear Father Christmas, please bring us musketeer and grenadier, shaggy bear and panther, steed and donkey, sheep and steer." 45 years later, his wish was granted when the first stuffed elephant, originally sold as a pincushion, was created by Marguerite Steiff. She was the founder of the German Steiff Company in 1880. Using the latest technology in upholstery manufacturing, Steiff made stuffed toys in 1892. The Ithaca Kitty became one of the first mass-produced stuffed animals in the United States, and we changed the name to the Tabby Cat. The expansion of the stuffed animal industry flourished in the early 20th century. In 1903, Steiff's nephew, Richard Steiff, made a soft stuffed bear made with plush fur-like fabric. It states, Morris Michton, that's M-I-C-H-T-O-N, created the first teddy bear after being inspired by a drawing of Teddy Roosevelt holding a bear cub. Also in 1903, the character Peter Rabbit was introduced by English author Beatrix Potter, mass-produced by Steiff. The popularity of stuffed animals went worldwide with an expansion of manufacturers competing for their share of the market. There were producers in the United States, Germany, England, and others. E.A. Milne purchased a stuffed toy from Harrods, London, in 1921, for his son Christopher Robin. This stuffed animal inspired author Milne to create Winnie the Pooh, Peter Rabbit, and many other characters. I believe we've all had stuffed animals that we cuddled with as a child. As a matter of fact, my wife bought me a Squishmallow when I had kidney surgery this past winter. The creation of stuffed animals since Marguerite Steiff has inspired so many toy manufacturers to create some of the most popular stuffed animals in our day. I remember Beanie Babies. So many kids and adults loved these soft, cute foam and fur, so much that the collection became a fad in the United States. Some of these stuffed animals became collectors' dreams. Elmo from Sesame Street was so popular as a stuffed animal also. More recently, Squishmallows have become very popular. They're a large, round animal that could be a squirrel, a chicken, or any other animal. Last fall, I had to have kidney surgery to remove two cancerous growths in my left kidney. My wife bought me a Squishmallow. It was a squirrel. Every time I got into Target or Kohl's, the store shelves are full of stuffed toys, from large like the Squishmallows or small in your hand type stuffed animals. Concludes this episode of On the Mark. I want to thank you for listening. And I'm almost to 1,000 downloads right now, and I really appreciate that. If you have any comments, concerns, or questions about On the Mark, please contact me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. If you happen to live in Greenville, South Carolina, or nearby, please stop in at Not Just Gaming at 211 Trade Street in Greer, South Carolina. They carry a huge inventory of games, comics, and some toys. And again, they're located at 211 Trade Street in Greer, and you can contact them online at www.notjustgaming.com. And if you want to contact them by phone, it's 864-775-9459. Again, this is Mark Levine saying thank you for listening to On the Mark. Till next time, take care of yourself and others.